KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State senior forward Hallie Kristofferson was selected to the preseason All-Big 12 team in a vote by the league's coaches. Kristofferson, who was selected to the All-Big 12 first team at the end of last season, averaged 15.6 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. She was also second in the league in free throw percentage, making 86.2% of her shots. The Hamlin native shot 50% or better in 19 games and finished with double-figure scoring in 24 of her 28 games last season. Kristofferson was also named an honorable mention All-American by both the Associated Press and the WBCA last season. The Cyclones open up exhibition play November 3rd at Hilton Coliseum against Wayne State, while the regular season tip-off is at home November 10th against North Dakota. The preseason All-Big 12 women's basketball team includes Courts Kristofferson, along with Odyssey Sims of Baylor, Aaron Ellenberg of Oklahoma, Imani McGee Stafford of Texas, and Asia Bussey of West Virginia. Well, Iowa State will open up Big 12 conference play tonight as they host Texas. The Longhorns are 2-2, and they opened up league play back on September 21st with a victory over Kansas State.
They're a very talented football team. They're fast, they're big, they're strong. They're Texas. They might have woke up a little bit, if you will. And, you know, this is a team that was picked by a lot to be right at the top of the league, and they have the talent to do it. They're probably hitting stride right now. And with 12 days of preparation, they're a very scary outfit for us to prepare and play.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who says the Longhorn defense has changed following the midseason switch to Greg Robertson as coordinator.
They're less risk-taking, less gambling, if you will, not as many people coming from different spots, and they're aligned where they're supposed to be with great consistency.
A key in this game will be on how the Iowa State defense matches up against the Texas ground game.
Their running backs are very talented players that could play for anybody in the country. And when they're given any kind of space, they hit it hard, they take advantage of it, and they gain yards fast. We're going to have to gang tackle. We're going to have to limit the spacing and holes to make single tackles easier for our kids. But we're really going to have to be a hard charger with all 11 guys to be successful against their run game.
Set up tonight, Iowa State and Texas kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium, 6:30 this evening. Well, the on-again, off-again college football games involving service academies this weekend are on again despite the partial government shutdown. A senior defense official says U.S. military academy football teams will be on the field this weekend. That's because the games are paid for with non-appropriated funds and have been long planned. Army is scheduled to travel to Boston College this weekend. Air Force will play at Navy. Also around college football, the top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide will be doing without one of its top defensive players for an indefinite period. Alabama coach Nick Saban has suspended star safety HaHa Clinton Dix indefinitely for undisclosed violations of team rules. Clinton Dix is second on the team with 24 tackles and is a projected first-round NFL draft pick. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says Connor Shaw will start at quarterback for the 13th-ranked Gamecocks against Kentucky Saturday night. Shaw was knocked out of South Carolina's 28-25 victory at Central Florida in the first quarter and spent the rest of the game on the sidelines with his right arm in a sling and ice bags on his right shoulder. Well, the UNI football team will find itself in the middle of a top-10 matchup for the second Saturday in a row as the Panthers visit North Dakota State this weekend. The Bison are the top-ranked team in FCS, and they've won the last two national titles in that division. UNI coach Mark Farley says the two teams have had a lot of history over the past few seasons.
The UNI people love this football game like as do we. This is just such a great game because of the competitive natures of the two schools, the two states, the whatever it is. It's just, for whatever reason, this is a great matchup, and it's been a game that's really been a physical football game over all the years. It's just a fun instance where you can kind of lock up and put it on the football field and play for four quarters and let's see what happens.
Farley says big games like this Saturday's can create a lot of stress, but also a great deal of excitement. Both UNI and NDSU play in domed stadiums, and Farley says the unique thing about the Fargo Dome is how close the fans are to the action.
They're so loud. I mean, they really are. And they've got a great following. They're so loud that they factor in the football game, as does our fans. The way these two buildings are built is the crowd is a part of the game because they're in the game. They're right on top of you. So they factor into the game just because of their presence, let alone the noise.
According to Farley, a very strong senior class has spurred NDSU to their two national championships and a number one ranking this season.
You get these classes that are phenomenal. They've got great players in them. They probably have three draft picks on this football team, if not more, and it's all in that senior class. And then they get rhythm and confidence, and then they create this what they have right now. So you can always pick a group of players that were outstanding on that team that grew up together, and sometimes you hit that class right, and they've got a phenomenal class, and that's why they've made this run.
North Dakota State's coach Craig Boll says a game like this will come down to mistakes. The Bison have shut out their last two opponents, but Boll says UNI running back David Johnson is a difficult matchup.
You're looking at a back that can, you know, fake you out or run you over. And then the added dimension, I think he's an excellent receiver. And so now you have not only a dynamic back that can beat you with his legs, but get down the field and make a reception and go for a touchdown. He's got excellent speed, so he's a complete back.
Saturday's game between the Panthers and the Bison is scheduled for a 2:30 kickoff up in Fargo. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs were missing several key players, including Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles, as they began preparing for Sunday's game at Tennessee. Charles missed Wednesday's workout because of blisters on his feet. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says he believes Charles will be ready to go against the Titans. Top cornerback Brandon Flowers remained out of practice with inflammation in his knee, and starting free safety Kendrick Lewis has been dealing with a sprained ankle. Rookie right tackle Eric Fisher, the number one overall pick in the draft, is still undergoing evaluations from a concussion that he sustained in last weekend's win over the Giants. Even punter Dustin Colquitt was out of practice as he hurt his knee last Sunday. Well, Jacksonville receiver Justin Blackmon has returned to the team after serving a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. During Wednesday practice, he dropped one pass but also made a one-handed catch in the end zone. San Francisco safety Dante Whitner is legally dropping the W from his last name, and so he'll be known as Hitner. His nickname is Mr. Hitner for his hard-hitting style, and he now wants to formalize the name. He's had attorneys file the paperwork in Ohio. Whitner has been in touch with Nike to determine how many number 31 Whitner jerseys are still for sale in retail stores and elsewhere, and whether he might need to financially contribute to make that switch. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Pittsburgh Steelers have acquired tackle Levi Brown from the Arizona Cardinals for a conditional draft pick. That deal is pending Brown passing a physical. Brown failed to live up to the expectations in Arizona after the Cardinals selected him with the fifth overall pick in the 07 draft. The winless Steelers desperately need help along the offensive line as center Marquise Pouncey is out for the year with a right knee injury, and second-year left tackle Mike Adams has struggled. Pittsburgh is off this week. They travel to the New York Jets on October 13th. Well, Tampa Bay is 2-for-2 in elimination games after beating Texas to get to the American League wildcard matchup. The Rays got a great pitching performance from Alex Cobb, and they blanked Cleveland 4-0 to reach the AL Division Series against Boston. Delman Young got the Rays on the board early with a solo homer in the third inning. Desmond Jennings followed with a two-run double in the fourth. Rays right-hander Alex Cobb made those runs stand up as he scattered 8 hits in 6 2/3 innings, but the Indians failed to get the key hit with men on base. 3 Rays relievers combined on the 9-hit shutout, with Fernando Rodney closing out the Indians in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Indians, who haven't won a World Series since 1948, were making their first postseason appearance since 2007. They had won 10 straight games at the end of the season to reach the wild card elimination game. Edward Mujica is on the St. Louis Cardinals roster for the National League Division Series, even after losing his job as closer in mid-September. Manager Mike Matheny said Mujica's role would be right-handed reliever. Rookie Trevor Rosenthal took over for Mujica, who was among the league leaders with 37 saves, but had 2 blown saves the final month. Mujica, who began the year as a setup man, allowed 18 hits in 7 1/3 innings in September. In his final outing, Mujica lasted just a third of an inning and gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, all for extra bases. Matheny declined for the second straight day to announce starters past Lance Lynn in Game 2, although he said rookies Shelby Miller and Michael Wacha would be available for bullpen duty in Game 1. Rookie second baseman Colton Wong was a surprise addition. Andrew McCutchen and the Pittsburgh Pirates are riding high from their first postseason victory in 21 years, and now after beating the Cincinnati Reds in the wild card game, the Pirates are set to face another familiar foe in an unfamiliar month, the National League Central champion Cardinals, in October. Game 1 of their division series is set for St. Louis, and that game coming up later on this afternoon. Cardinals edge the Pirates for the division title, with Pittsburgh winning the regular season series, but they have quite the advantage in postseason experience. Adam Wainwright has to like this matchup, too. The St. Louis ace is set to start the opener, and he'll be available on regular rest for a possible deciding Game 5 against a team he went 1-0 with a 3 earned run average against in 3 starts this season. We'll have that game, Pirates and the Cardinals, this afternoon for you. 3:12 is the start of the pregame show today. Boston manager John Farrell says John Lester will get the start in the ALDS playoff opener Friday against Tampa Bay. John Lackey will start the second game in the best-of-five series, followed by Clay Buchholz, and Jake Peavy would start a fourth game if necessary. The Red Sox will pay tribute to victims of the Boston Marathon bombings when the AL Division Series opens at Fenway Park Friday, with a giant B Strong logo mowed into the grass in center field. The logo matches the patch the team has worn since the April 15th explosions that killed 3 and wounded hundreds more. There will be a new new coach sitting to the right of Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington during games next season, someone else for him to hug after each victory. The Rangers said Wednesday they will not renew the contracts of bench coach Jackie Moore, who has been in professional baseball 56 years and at Washington's side through 2 World Series, or first base coach Dave Anderson. Washington is coming back as the Rangers manager. He has a record of 611-524 entering his 8th season at the helm in Texas. And just 3 games in the National Hockey League last night. It was Toronto beating Philadelphia 3-1, Detroit edging Buffalo 2-1, and Colorado was a 6-1 winner over Anaheim. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.